Welcome back, everyone. Frank Frangie, Hayes Carline, and a pleasure to welcome our buddy Will Muschamp from South Carolina. Will, how you doing, man?
Frank, doing great, man. How you getting along?
We're great. The only disappointment I have is we were down here. I didn't hear your moments with Dooley and Bianchi, and I'm so disappointed. I read them, and I said, how did I miss that?
For legendary.
Guys those guys are good guys.
They're your buddies. I know.
You know, I got along great with those guys when I was at Florida, and busting their chops a little bit is a lot of fun for me. So I normally kind of plan that about a year out and know what I'm going to say. Hopefully I'll be on the last day again next year, and we'll have something else for them.
We'll talk about South Carolina. How's it been for you? You seem comfortable. You seem – everything I sense to people I talk to – that you've settled in, and that's a good fit. You're having a good time, right?
It's a great fit. I love Columbia. We live out on Lake Murray, which is absolutely beautiful. We got a great situation out there. Carol and the kids are happy, and that's really all that matters to me. But I'm working for a great guy in Ray Tanner. President Pastides has been awesome. The support we've gotten from our administration has been phenomenal. And I'm excited about our football team. I like our staff. I think that last year we were 2-4. We're going the open week. We came in the office on Monday morning because we had to play on Sunday because of the hurricane. And I told our staff, it's pedal to the metal. I said, we're going to get after these guys. We're going to find out who wants to be here. And we had a very physical week, and we received zero pushback from our football team. The guys accepted us, said, this is what we want to do. So from then on, you know, trust is a choice. And our guys decided to trust us and to believe in what we're trying to do. And we got things turned around and played a little better, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And I like where we are offensively going in the year. We need to improve on defense.
Will, Jake Bentley looked so great last year. What's the next step look like for him, and what kind of strides did he make this offseason?
Well, he understands how to be a quarterback, and that means all of the extra things you have to do. You're not a normal player. And all of the extra investment and time that he's putting in from the film work to understanding defenses to understanding what other 10 guys are doing on the offensive side of the ball, to be able to talk like a coach. I mean, all of those things are part of being a quarterback, and thank goodness he's a Gamecock. And I think from year one to year two, he'll make a tremendous step.
Hayden Hurst was here a minute ago, and we asked him keys, blah, 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 and he said, we're going to go as far as Jake takes us. Jake's our leader. We follow Jake. And I thought, I was telling Hayes, for a guy that young, that's pretty good that he's got that response for those guys.
To come from a 24-year-old guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And it was.
Turns 24 years old August 24th. But, you know, he was voted co-MVP by his teammates, split the vote with Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
And he didn't play half the year. He's a high school senior. Right. So he's mature beyond his years. And this happens every now and then, I guess, to have a guy like this that's got that respect. He's got that whatever you want to call it. Leadership ability that the guys, they follow him and they listen.
Tell me about Hayden. He's a Jacksonville guy, so awesome. We're proud of him. He's what a neat transformation, cool career he's having.
Awesome, absolutely. I'm glad the University of Florida didn't let him walk on.
Right.
Thank goodness. So got to campus. He had played receiver the year before. Looking at his body type, seeing him go through the offseason, Kurt Roper and I are talking. I'm like, this guy's a fit very well what we want as a tight end. But, you know, work ethic is a talent, and this guy's got work ethic. And this guy works extremely hard. And his jump from year one as a tight end to year two, I can't wait to watch him play this fall. It's going to be a lot of fun. But the work ethic, to me, is what sets him apart. I mean, the guy's got a tremendous work ethic. He goes after it every single day, does all the extra things. Every time I walk in the weight room, he's there, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon. I don't know what the guy does all day. But he's in there working, and his work ethic has positively affected our organization.
Well, you brought up your defense. What do you guys have to do to get more of a pass rush this year?
Well, that's something we've got to – I think we've got to get Bryson Allen Williams more involved. We need to give him more shots and opportunities. We're very thin at linebacker. That's what scares you when you drop him down to play defensive end or our buck. It's going to be kind of difficult to find some other guys. Dennis Waldman's come along. We need those three seniors to play well, Dante Sawyer, Taylor Stallworth, and Yurick Jones, and continue to recruit at a high level. I mean, that's what you've got to be able to do to find those cats up front that can rush.
Well, what happened second time around in a job? What do you learn from the first? How are you different?
I don't think I'm different at all, Frank, to be honest with you. I really don't. I look at a situation. I don't think we inherited a great offensive situation at Florida.
Sure.
And certainly have some really talented young defensive players. I thought our staff did a fantastic job in year two. You know, we came a game away from playing for a national championship. I mean, people say, well, you weren't ready. Well, I was year two.
Yeah, right.
And then you go into year three, we had 15 starters miss the entire, I mean, parts of the entire season. And it was just very difficult to get over the negativity and battle out of that. The most disappointing year to me was year four. We had a better team than our record was.
Right.
That was what was frustrating to me, Frank. And at the end of the day, I understand the decision. I'm not a lot different than I was now. We've switched some things up practice-wise that I think has helped the offense more in those situations. But, you know, we didn't inherit a great situation offensively. We just didn't improve it enough.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. But certainly, I think Alabama and Florida the last 3 years have had more players drafted than anybody in the country. So there was good players there, just like I said when I left.
Final thing, the league. The ACC feels like it's the league from last year. Yet the SEC's been the dominant league. You've been in this league as an assistant and a head coach for a while now. How good is the league? Better, worse than it's been? Same? Still the best league?
There's no question it's the best league. We're all chasing Alabama. I hear all this east-west stuff. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
You know, we're all chasing Alabama.
Right.
Nobody over there is beating them either.
Right.
So that we're all chasing those guys. Nick and the staff have done a fantastic job. And I know that we've got a bunch of good coaches and players in the Eastern Division as well.
One of the good guys that come through this league, Will Muschamp, the South Carolina coach. Hey, good luck. Thanks for stopping
guys,
by.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Will Muschamp, the head coach at the University of South Carolina.